Only difference other than that is on the prescription drug, the tier, like tier four, is higher in the United than it is in the Cox. Is that not correct?
Yes, it's 200 for the fourth tier. So those are your, you know, injectables, biologics, that sort of thing. It's actually $5 less expensive on tier three.
Oh.
But the big difference really would be 100 to 200 as far as.
So, tier four is what a new drug coming out or what?
Those are typically like injectable drugs. A lot of times, cancer treatments.
Oh, okay.
MS. I mean, these are the really high dollar.
Okay.
You know, oftentimes are thousands of dollars a month, and so the employee cost share, although it's significant, is, you know, they're still paying the bulk of.
And tier three is still a major name brand.
That's typically the stuff you see advertised on TV. Those are tier three drugs.
Okay, a new one.
And those are the ones that would be most likely to be subject to, like, step therapy, like we were discussing, or, you know, some sort of restrictions of being able to just go get a prescription for you. You have to try other things first, but then that's typically what's in there.
Some of the individuals that hit their maximum out-of-pocket would probably want to look at the HSA. Is that correct?
Yes. It's. I think we figured that out last year, that it was actually the lowest out-of-pocket that you would pay of the plans offered.
So we just need to provide some education on it, possibly.
And I believe we did, and we have, you know, we offer to sit down with any employee that wants to sit down and go over it. But then also several of the employees go online and do it themselves.
Well, I think that I don't like it. But I think we need to be aware of the possibilities of what could happen for next year. So I move to stay with Cox and accept the 5% renewal increase.
Second that motion.
And I'm open for discussion if there's something you guys want to discuss. I didn't know if we were still looking at something. Or that's up to you guys.
I wished I would have asked more questions when a couple of employees come to me and was hoping to get a chance to go to Mercy. I wish I would ask more questions about their experience as to why, but I felt like I was maybe prying into their line that I shouldn't. Matter to spending an extra $67,000 and being knowing that avoid if in case we had to go out next year, thinking that the claims will increase and we might have to go out for bid because we may get such an increase from the other company.
Right. But if we get that big of an increase, I don't know that. If we leave an entity now, I don't know if they'll be much better.
Typically, if you leave a carrier, then they won't quote you the next year.
Okay.
It's kind of industry practice. I can't guarantee that.
Regardless of what?
Yeah, they kind of they're not going to quote unquote come bail you out if you left them to raid and whatever. And so that's typically what we see in the industry. I can't tell you for sure that's what we. I mean, you know, every year's different. We might be able to convince them that hey, we saw the error in our ways and we're wanting to come back. But I don't think they come in and buy your business, quote unquote. So certainly they wouldn't come in at a 10% number if the numbers didn't warrant a 10% number. You know, the rate cap is, you know, protects you from, you know, you're spending $66,000 to buy a little more insurance. It's mm-hmm. the safer play, no question. But on the other hand, you know, there's neither option is a bad one.
Then you factor in Magellan, and you factor in having. I mean, there's going to be some headache there, to, from what I understand, mm-hmm. transferring everybody over. Getting all the medications lined out, make sure all the notes are carried over. I mean,
and United's formulary is actually a little more strict, and so I think we would have some speed bumps there if we do that. They offer
what is more strict?
United's the formulary. That's what drugs that they'll cover and at what tiers and all those things. They did suggest that they had a formulary that was less restrictive, but it would be 2-3% more to go to that, and so that would bring their number pretty well right into line with where Cox is, pretty close.
It's strange. For a number of years, and I don't know if it'd be new, different division, the prescription drug on United, mm-hmm. like when they're doing a supplement, like to Medicare, would it be different than this? Because I never experienced that at all.
Very much so. United's, mm-hmm. in other words, the Part D prescription programs are basically
never had a problem.
Yeah, Medicare tells them basically what they're going to pay there.
Okay.
So it's a whole different kettle of fish. Yeah.
Okay.
So from what you just said, it sounds to me like, because you said they offer another, if you were to take the insurance companies and apples to apples with the what's the additional health, you said we utilize some of it. No, not the Magellan, the other.
The health risk assessment.
Health risk assessment. Mm-hmm. You factor in the health risk assessment, move the less restrictive medications, and then add in the Magellan, the pricing is essentially the same with no guaranteed cap.
It's pretty close. Again, I don't have any way of knowing the effect of the formulary differences. And how much it would impact us or not impact
right.
us. But if we did go with the less restrictive,
there's still an increase there.
There would be. Yes.
Well, knowing that we're willing to, we understand the difference in the price. And that's a motion and a second. And I'm ready to call the vote.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. That was just the first part of our festivities, but the rest of it hopefully goes a little quicker. Dental. We have been covered by MetLife. We had some initial speed bumps, but I would say it's been going fairly well recently. Trying to get everything put together. We used to be with Delta Dental. Delta has come in with a stronger offer with an 8.85% increase.
Decrease.
Thank you. And they have a very broad network. And one of the questions I know that was brought up was the difference between their PPO and their Premier network. Just about every dentist that you can think of is on the Premier network. Mm-hmm. So pretty much everybody takes that. So they are in network based on that. However, if there are some dentists that are signed up with the PPO network, which means they're accepting a lesser fee for their services. Mm-hmm. The benefit of going to a PPO provider versus a Premier provider under Delta is that the service is going to be less, and so the cost share that the employee would pay, their percentage, would be that percentage of a lower number. That's really the only benefit. under either scenario, there's no balance billing, there's no extra charges or anything else like that. But most of the dentists around here are in the Premier network. They tend to favor Delta Dental because they pay them promptly and well, and all that. So I would leave that to the pleasure of the commission, but you do have a good offer through Delta.
So we would save 8% less, the county would on it, but the employee is going, they're going to pay a percentage more.
Actually, your MetLife program works the same way today. So,
but if you went with the Delta, if you went the Delta, they're going to pay like out of network, not out of network, but they're going to pay more because the dentist accepts the Premier and not the PPO.
With MetLife, that their contract currently really works about the same way as what the Delta Dental program. In other words, they have in-network, but if you don't go in-network, you're not penalized. They do not have very many dentists that are actually in-network, so with your current contract, you actually don't have as much protection as you would if you went with Delta. Because most dentists are not part of MetLife, some are, but a lot of dentists are not part of MetLife's contract. And so and what we did was we basically engineered it to where it's pays at the 99th percentile, so your employees, pretty much no matter what dentist they go to, usually the bill gets paid. But there is not a, how's the best way to say this? There is not a detriment to going with Delta over MetLife.
When we first went with MetLife, we did have problems of thinking that the dentist did not want and everything, but they worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not heard anyone being unhappy. Don, have you?
And it's the way we had them quoted, mm-hmm. is really what, and what confuses the dentist is if, when somebody hands them a MetLife card, they don't know for sure what program they're on. The county's got the top program through MetLife. It's paid at what's called the 99th percentile, or usual and customary charges.
Okay.
You can write a contract where it only pays at 80%, mm-hmm. or at the 80th percentile. Well, that means that the dentist bills the insurance company, and the insurance company only pays part of the bill. And so they're not sure which MetLife you're on. And so you guys are on the good one, but the dentists get confused by it a lot of times, and it takes some transitional friction like we had. But mm-hmm. once they figure out, oh, yeah, this is good, then we typically don't have that problem anymore.
I'm not understanding your recommendation, other than it's up to us.
I would go with Delta if it were me. That's what you were looking for.
Yes. And then I thought that's what I understood you to say, but thank you for
they're both good carriers. It you know, they're but you've been with Delta before, and we typically do not see any, unlike changing your medical plan, you don't see a bunch of friction moving back and forth between the two.
And then now with that though, you have to go with the vision as well.
That is correct. Or that's our recommendation. Have to would be strong, but
I thought that
the pricing is based on.
I thought their pricing was based
putting
on
it together.
Yes. In order to receive the pricing that they've offered, you have to do both.
Correct.
Vision and dental.
Correct.
Did we ever have any problems with Delta?
Well, the Delta PPO, I called them. And the dentist, they take the Delta Premier, and so it would just cost the employee more out of the pocket.